that hopefully you understand what I'm saying is we need help, and we're looking towards you guys to help us. So that's all I got to say. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any questions?
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Your name, sir.
Huh?
Your name, please.
Steve Lamberson.
No.
I think somebody brought, I think you may have brought up a while back. First of all, nobody's, when we moved, when we buy these, we've been almost 4 years. Nobody tells us there's nightly rentals in. The OTO doesn't even mention, they still don't mention nightly rentals. You would think they would have a piece of paper for people to sign that they were aware that there could be nightly rentals in our area. They still don't have these. And originally when they had rentals in there, it was through the Branson Creek development. They said you could not rent them outside of Branson Creek development. So that's not just because they were a rental at one time. That was because Branson Creek development. That doesn't mean, I think my neighbor's saying, well, I rented mine once. Well, he should have to show you guys proof. Is it reported to the IRS to collect state and local taxes? Because I think Sunset Rental Properties is telling them how to get around it. There's conversations going around telling these people how to get around all these things to tell you guys certain things, little trigger things, so you guys say, oh, okay. So you're grandfathered in or something. Well, we lived there 4 years, and he started nightly rentals a year and a half ago. Prior to that, there was no nightly rentals. So I just want to make you aware of that, too. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you. Was there one other in the middle section? Karen?
Again, my name is Karen Murphy, and I took a picture of where this villa is located. It is the third villa in from our entrance. We are asked as permanent residents to park in our garages. And now this will be a nightly rental that will have two cars and maybe four cars parked in a shared driveway. The aesthetics will not be nice. We're going to drive into our beautiful neighborhood, and there's going to be a whole bunch of cars. Not good. Second of all, I just don't understand how Heritage can be asking for the permit to be issued in their name. They are not the property owner. Your guidance code says only property owners can apply for a special use permit. And under Appendix E, it does say that you have to have proof of property ownership. You must have a sketch plan. Full description of the boundaries of the proposed development or request and all other information, submittals as required by the Planning Commission and Planning Zoning Administrator. So when an application comes in and it says that they want the permit to be issued to someone who is not the owner, I don't understand how it even got processed. Because according to your rules, it can only be issued to an owner. And so this, again, goes against harmony, the whole Mary Ann that we've all discussed forever and ever. So I hope that you do understand your guidance code and that you do follow it, that someone who is not an owner cannot apply. If that happens, everybody who's going to buy a villa or a house or anywhere else in the Branson area, they're going to come to you first. They're going to want you to process it, and your workload is going to be increased tremendously. So if you will just follow the guidance code and not issue to a non-owner, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You said residents out there are required to park in the garages?
We, in our covenants, it says and suggests that we park in our garages. We received a letter in June of 2016 saying that your cars need to be parked in the garage. And it is suggested highly. And I'm going to say 92% of the permanent owners park in their garages. We do have some long-term rental people that have one or two cars in the driveway throughout the community. But the permanent owners do, as a majority, park in their garages.
And that was a letter from the
HOA, June 2016. Okay. And our beautiful entrance will be with parked cars. Anything else?
Has your HOA taken any action against those persons parking in the driveway?
Yes, they've written letters. And we are working with our HOA right now to be more forceful and to get problems solved. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second. Scott, in reference to the owner of application, I know we've talked about this back and forth. Has this been...
Well, you guys addressed that way back. You said that if the applicant asked for it, that was way back, like in January, February. If the applicant asked for it as the applicant, then you guys agreed to issue it to the applicant.
But if it's in the statute stating, or the...
but it says it can't be transferred without planning commission approval. You guys are giving that planning commission approval. That's actually how it reads, remember? It can't be transferred without planning commission approval. So you guys decided per planning commission will approve the applicant. Now, if you need to do that per each one, I mean, that's something that I haven't got from you guys yet.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah.
In reference to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, I raised 7 children.
I suppose.
Can we get your sheet? Did you turn your sheet into Bonita?
No, because I'm going to do another one.
Good enough.
Okay. All I'm asking, I don't live in the Fieldstones. I live in the Pinnacles. But we all moved out there because it was a quiet neighborhood and the residents were very nice and it really was kept up. I've lived in Branson and worked in Branson for 45 years. I'm a bridge player, and so I hear from a lot of women, you know, when you sit around a bridge table, and they'll say, where do you live? And I'll say, Branson Creek. Oh, they're having terrible problems out there. We never buy a house out there. The Taney County Commission will let them do whatever they want. They're getting a kickback from all these. Now, I'm just, you can laugh, and it is funny, but it isn't. When you live out there, my husband is 80 and I'm 77, and like I said, we have 7 children. So there's always one saying, Mom and Dad, you guys better move by us so we can take care of you. Well, we're just fine to take care of ourselves if the rules were followed. You know, it isn't fun to go down there on a weekend and drive through the Fieldstone and see all those cars and hear the loud noise. And, you know, like the one gentleman said, they were having a good time. How many of you have gone on vacation to Florida or wherever you go and you stay up late, you drink maybe more than you do at home, you're louder than you are at home, but somebody right next door to you was never told that the neighborhood could be rented out. My husband and I bought our place 6.5 years ago. I specifically asked, are these rentals? The answer was no. Now when I go up to the HOA and ask, oh, they'll say, well, the Fieldstone and the Pinnacles could always be rentaled, you know, rented out. But nobody said that. We never signed any paper that said, yes, you can rent out, or no, you can't. When someone from Branson Creek said to us, no, it can never be rented, we were too dumb, I guess, or too trusting to believe what they said. If you gentlemen spent your, you wanted to have some nice place in your older years, and all of a sudden all this is happening all around you, I think you'd think twice about what's happening to your neighborhood. That's all I'm asking. All I'm asking is to put yourself in the place of these people that have all the money they've maybe worked for all their life in their home, and now they can't enjoy the home. I don't want anybody to move from out there, and I would like other people to come and live there because it's a great place. But I don't want somebody next to me that's come with 5 or 6 or 7 cars, dogs, cats, kids, grandkids, and great big coolers full of not always Coke and Pepsi. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I believe that's it. Any others that want to speak?
I have one statement on that. When it says it cannot be transferred, yes, you can without the Planning Commission approval. But it says the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not therefore tied to the property. So therefore, each owner has to
So, Karen, are you saying that's residential and it doesn't change when it goes to special use permit, so it stays residential? That I've argued with you?
Yes.
Well, you just said that.
No.
That's what I heard you just say.
It's not tied to the property. Once you get a special use permit, it changes to commercial.
No, the special use permit doesn't change, but we've had that argument for months, so. But that's the first time I've heard you acknowledge that it doesn't change the property. So. Anyway, I'm sorry. I spoke out of place.
Any other before we move on to the next application?
What about your applicant? If
applicant?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
One, as far as application went, our understanding was we did have the owner did file naming us as the representatives to come handle it because the property sale is contingent upon the application. So rather than doing two application processes is why it was tied together, was our understanding. The buffer wall, I can appreciate what they're talking about on there. Of course, that's why we addressed the owners beside there to see if there would be any issues as opposed to blindsiding somebody. And we've all lived, matter of fact, my father-in-law was a sheriff here for 20 years. We're local people, so we're not trying to come in and take money. We spend our money here, too. We've already got set up with accountants to collect taxes to do what we're supposed to do in the program. I'm not sure everybody does them that way, but we're trying to set up to establish to maintain a reputable type of rental in an area that we live in that we can help take care of the properties and represent it well. So we mean no problems for people coming in, and we're trying to address the things as they come up that are required. As far as the sound in the walls, the way these are set up on ours anyway, is where the TVs and everything are the outside walls, not the buffer wall. They're on the outside walls where the two main bedrooms are. So I can appreciate that there's some issues there, but if there's anything I need to address, I'd be glad to answer those questions from you before you close tonight.
Good. No, sir. Thanks.
Can we
move
that back?
No. I think it's time to move on to the next application. Everybody's had time to speak. Do you have a sheet? Okay, sorry. I asked if there were any others. Sorry.
Well, I had a few things to say here, but I'm kind of off track. The applicant that just came up, he is the owner of the unit right now. And he said he had sent you an email from the common wall neighbor that it was okay to rent. Well, they're relatives. So, of course, he's going to say it's okay to rent. Right now, it's a long-term lease. And those people that live there had no idea a nightly rental was coming up beside them. I just wanted to clear